This is Falcon Radio. I'm Maddox Myers here in the WKCS studios with Riley Cox and a special guest today. He's a class of 2000 graduate from Fulton High School, Jed McKeon from McKeon Law Group. And Jed, we're just going to start with you explaining just a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I graduated from Fulton in 2000, grew up in Knoxville from this area. My folks still live in the Fulton District, and I practice law as an attorney, and I own my own law firm here in Knoxville, Tennessee.
So I got a really big question. So as we stated earlier, you're a graduate from Fulton High School. What at Fulton really just pushed you into going into law just in general? What at Fulton really just made you commit to law and make you excited and wanted to be a lawyer?
So when you're in high school, you don't have any clue what you want to do when you grow up. There are lots of options available to you. So Fulton was great in that we have classes like you guys are in, like radio. That doesn't happen at really any other high schools or TV or whatever the case may be. And Fulton opened up the opportunities for us to think about lots of different things that you want to do. There were opportunities outside of school, extracurriculars, or the classes like this. Fulton pushed me to where I was interested in doing lots of different things. And it just so happened that I ended up in the law field, and Fulton prepared me for me becoming an attorney down the road by laying that foundation to say, hey, look, whatever you want to do, you can go do it, regardless of what field you go into.
Now, a little bit of a less serious question. What would be your favorite memory at Fulton High School?
Oh, gosh. Well, before you guys maybe were even born, there used to be a gym, basketball gym, where the library is right now. I don't know if you all even knew that, okay? But it was very small, and the kids, the student section, our feet were basically on the court in one part. And it was big and exciting because it was this small arena. It was very compact, and now we have the nice arena that was built, I think, when I was a junior or senior in high school. But that old gymnasium was so cool to watch basketball sporting events in. And, you know, now I'm sure you all have exciting sporting events, but those were the greatest, is when you got those exciting basketball games against our rivals like Austin East, or back then when I was there, it was Alcoa. Those were some of the most exciting times as a Fulton student when I was here.
So back to you being a lawyer, how is it just in general? I mean, what specifics do you really target, and what kind of like things that happen in your day-to-day that could happen, what do you specifically target as being a lawyer?
So good question. So as a lawyer, lots of people think we're looking at old books and looking up laws and writing things all day. And that doesn't happen as much as you would think. Lots of what I do is go to court. I was in court this morning on, I think I had four cases, different cases I had to handle this morning in court. And many attorneys are in court more than they are in the office talking. Now, it kind of depends on what kind of law you practice. My areas of practice are criminal law, family law, and personal injury law are the primary areas I do. And so I end up in court a lot. Some attorneys, for example, if you do title work, real estate work, you're probably not going to court ever, if at all. But I have to put on a suit and tie generally just about every day because I go to court. And so in my day-to-day, I'm usually going to court, having a hearing where I argue in front of a judge certain issues, or I'm meeting with clients, on the phone with clients. That's my day-to-day. It's some of both. It's not something which I'm happy for, mundane, like sitting there and typing all day or reading old law, or writing some big 30-page document. That doesn't really happen in what I do.
So I'm interested, you said you had four cases this morning, which I kind of think, I don't know how I would handle doing that. So how do you handle a busy day like that in your life?
So it's not as stressful as you think, okay? And some attorneys I know, especially in the criminal law field, may have 10 or 12 or even 15 cases in a day, okay? And so what ends up happening is you get very good at juggling and time management. And what I had today was very short hearings. I didn't have any knockdown, drag out arguments over cases. So you prep the day before, you get everybody where they're supposed to be, you make sure the clients are there, you get there a little bit early, and you try to line them up so that you can get in and out of where you need to go. Because sometimes you have to be in multiple courtrooms on the same morning. In Knox County, for example, in the city county building, there are about 12 judges who are holding court every single morning. Okay, now it would be very difficult to get in front of all those judges at the same time, but sometimes you have court in front of different judges on the same morning, and you just have to get good at getting places where you need to be. It's possible. You can do it. Many attorneys do.
So as being a lawyer, you're obviously in the courtroom. I just need to know how the atmosphere is. Like how different is it from, like, because it's a judge, you have a bunch of different people all staring at you when you're on and you're speaking. Just how is the atmosphere and how is it, like, kind of taking charge?
It's a good question. It's terrifying. I'm kidding. Okay, it is terrifying when you start out, okay? This is a true story. Right in 40 minutes, I have a baby attorney. He just got licensed last week, going for his very first hearing by himself. I bet he's terrified, okay? And I would be too. But as you get used to it, it's a weird thing. That's a good question. To be talking and having people standing behind you or sitting behind you staring at your back, very weird, because you are not used to it. It's uncomfortable. You're like, what are they thinking? They're thinking I'm screwing up. But it ends up being okay. You just get comfortable doing it. At the very first hearing I had, this is a true story, I was representing this 14-year-old kid who had done something dumb at school, like smoked a cigarette. I was so scared, I was standing directly behind him so the judge couldn't even see him. And the clerk beside the judge sitting kept motioning me to step out from behind my own client. I was terrified, but you just get used to it. But that absolutely happens when you start out, and just getting used to it, repetition, gets you more comfortable with it. Either one of you would be fine as an attorney. You would just need practice in getting there and start out with something very, you know, a softball type case, and then you get more comfortable in the courtroom, and then you can do things that are more difficult.
You're part of McKeon Law Group. Can you explain what that group is about?
Sure. So it's a law firm. There we have three attorneys there. I'm effectively considered the owner there because my name is on the door, okay? And we handle all kinds of different kinds of cases. We are considered a small firm because we don't have 8 to 10 attorneys there. And we try to help people. We are not out to necessarily make the most amount of money, although making money is helpful and feeds your family. We're about trying to get people their lives moving in the right direction, whether it's a personal injury case where they've gotten hit by a car, whether it's a divorce or a custody case, or whether they've made some big mistake and they've gotten themselves arrested. Our plan is to help people and get their life moving in the right direction.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to your Fulton experience real quick. So we heard that you had like a little segment on the radio station back when you attended here. Can you go into like some depths into that? Just tell us what all you did and how fun it was just being on the radio station, or if it was awful, I'm hoping it was fun, but just how cool it was.
So good to know I didn't do that segment while I was a student. I was already a lawyer, and I did it probably 4 or 5 years ago with some students. Okay, but you ask a good question, all right? So what are some things that, some practical tips I could give to high school students as a lawyer? Because I didn't know any lawyers when I was in high school. It's good to know them, all right, just in case something bad happens. And most likely, any high school student's involvement would be in some sort of criminal case, like a cop has stopped you for speeding, or you've busted a mailbox, probably a bad idea, but maybe you decided to do that, okay? My advice is always, if you are talking to law enforcement, one, the first and foremost, be as nice as humanly possible, okay? Because they will remember you if you were a jerk or you were mouthing off to them. Or you say you know a lawyer and his name's Jed McKeon. Don't start with that, okay? Start out by being nice to them, okay? And then remember, they are not your friend, okay? They are probably not going to try to help you. They may be a very nice human being, but they are not there to, oh, just explain this situation to me so I understand, so I will let you go. That's not how it works, okay? What I tell my friends to do is say, I'm sure, you know, I'm, while being as nice as humanly possible, say, my friend is an attorney. He told me he would kick my butt if I talked to you, and I am scared of him. And so he told me not to talk to you, and I would like to call him right now, and I would like to leave right now if I'm not under arrest, okay? But you got to say it while being as nice as humanly possible, okay? But if you do those things, that is the safest thing you can possibly do, okay? Again, I have nothing against law enforcement. They're trying to do their jobs. They bring me clients all the time. Every time they arrest somebody, I'm potentially getting a client. That's great for me. But if you are trying to avoid a bad interaction with them, you have to not let them say, because if you keep talking, you will probably say something like, oh yeah, sure, I was going real fast. You've just admitted you broke the law, okay? So you don't want to, you know, hang yourself, so to speak, by making some admission that gets you in trouble.
Kind of staying on the same topic, why do you think it's important to have somebody like you in a community like our Fulton community, our neighborhood, to just help individuals out?
Sure. So I loved being at Fulton, loved my time there, here, and loved being a student there. Still enjoy following Fulton sports and what's going on at Fulton. And I do not want to see a place like Fulton be left behind without partners who can potentially help people who go to Fulton or went to Fulton. So if somebody here needs help, they should be able to reach out to a resource, whether it's a lawyer or a banker or a doctor or whoever, who can provide help and who cares about Fulton, cares about the people who go to Fulton or work here, and is willing to help them. And that's why it's important to me as a lawyer to be able to say, hey, if Fulton needs anything, I want to be able to help them, whether it's in my legal field or some other manner, so that they know that there are people there in the community who care about Fulton, who are a part of this community, who grew up here, who can be a resource for you guys or your classmates or your teachers or your parents or whoever.
So you were talking about helping Fulton, and I just want to kind of go in a little bit more depth, basically,
sure,
of like you were talking about how you would help and how like you'd help, you know, us students or teachers or just everybody like that. How would you help if the chance was given to help us out, help this community, help this family? How would you help out exactly?
All right, so you're talking about in the legal sense, or what,
like,
are we talking about?
I'm thinking more legal sense, like your field.
Okay,
your
so
experience.
The first thing you want to do is you want to, if you say, I have a legal situation potentially, and I do not know what to do, the first thing to do is to pick up the phone and call my office, okay? You can Google McKeon Law Group. It should be hopefully the first thing that pops up in Knoxville, Tennessee, if you are Googling it, all right? And the phone number is 865-294-8008 if anybody needs it. Okay. But,
write this down.
But if you call us, we will talk to you. There are many areas of the law, many areas of the law. And there are some that I have no clue what's going on. I would not know the first thing to tell somebody to do about a bankruptcy or patent law. Or if you need a title search done on a property, wouldn't know the first thing to do, okay? But if you call me, I can probably get to you to the right person who you may not know, and it may be somebody I have a relationship with who can help you. But there are many areas of the law that I do know something about, and I am able to help you. I can either give you advice, or you can potentially hire me, and we can, you know, try to work together to see what that kind of relationship looks like. But the first thing to do is when you have any problem in any area of your life, get advice from somebody. And if you have a legal problem, I am somebody, and my firm is a place where we can either, if we don't know the answer, we can, I'm assuming, point you in the right direction to get you that answer.
One last question here, Jed. As a former Fulton student and a kid in this community, what would be your one piece of advice for us FHS current students?
As far as studies go, study hard. You know, get good grades. That's how you get into college, okay? That's still, for better or for worse, the path forward, unless you're really good at some trade like being a plumber or something like that. As far as the legal perspective goes, if you have anything happen to you, call a lawyer, get advice. If you don't know what to do, you know, be as polite as humanly possible to any law enforcement, whether it's the security officer on campus or somebody out in the community. Be as nice as humanly possible and say, hey, I want to talk to my lawyer. And then again, call my office.
Jed, thanks for coming on with us today. For Riley Cox, I'm Maddox Myers. This is WKCS Knoxville. I hope you're having a wonderful day.